Лапно та напишен Pilgrim, Pilgrim, писне Philip, Philip, fax carbon copy of this report to Mrs. Dane Talmadge, D-A-N-E Talmadge, T-A-L-M-A-G-E, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Case Manager, fax number 303-866-8141. Mr. Pilgrim returned for follow-up along with his mother. He's still 54-year-old gentleman who had a subarachnoid hemorrhage in January 2010 the period. The patient was treated successfully with intra-arterial embolization of the brain aneurysm. And according to his mother, within 3 months, he almost get back to his pre-morbid cognitive and physical condition, and was able to get back to work as a CPA for a 6 month period. Around that time, he started getting more difficulties with memory, concentration, ability to organize himself, and an ability to verbally express himself. From that period, he lost his job, and with a few attempts to get a new job, he failed. Over the last 2 years, it was noticed by his mother and his other relatives that he is gradually getting worse. Period. I did his Montreal cognitive assessment test, and it was 26 out of 30. And I also reviewed the result of the neuropsychological testing, who recommended dementia workup and psychiatric evaluation period. The last MRI of the brain was done May of 2010, and according to his mother, showed no any new changes in the period. I also got a interesting fact that the patient's father had a bizarre behavior for his most of the old age life. And at age of 77, he developed rather a rapidly progressive dementia, resulted in a nursing home placement and sudden death period. I didn't repeat today a more extensive mental status evaluation. The patient was capable of answering again more simple questions, but he would rely on his mother for most of the past information period. Impression, I still concern about progressive dementia. According to his mother, after subarachnoid hemorrhage, the patient recovered very well, but then over the last 2 years, been a rather gradual deterioration of his cognitive and mental functioning periods. He become more obsessive, compulsive, more socially isolated, as well as the have difficulties with verbal fluency and short-term memory deficiency, and a problem with organization skills in that period. My recommendations, number one, to repeat MRI of of the brain with and without gadolinium to rule out any new organicity such as progressive tumor growth, new strokes, or new aneurysmal rupture and hemorrhage. Number two, if MRI of the brain is negative, I would recommend a PET scan to sort out anterior versus posterior dimension number. Next, I would recommend patient follow-up with neurologist with a trial of medications such as Aricept, Namenda, combination of both, or even use of stimulants and SSRI inhibitors in the period. Number next, I would recommend follow-up neuropsychological testing in 6 months or 1 year to look for the progress in the period. Please do not hesitate to contact me if you have any further questions regarding this report. Period, the signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face to face time, 35 minutes.